practice or polygyny, to be more accurate, by many nations, by many people, as I indicated again from Western Mark, including Christians, including Jews. There are some Christians until today even, like the Mormons, who accept the notion of polygamy. It is there. In fact, we must say positively that among the three Abrahamic religions, Islam is the only Abrahamic religion that for the first time in its own scripture had an unequivocal, clear limitation on the free practice of polygamy by limiting the number of wives to a maximum of four, by requiring the ability to spend on them, by requiring justice in treating all of them, which was quite open, without any restriction, without any guidelines. Islam is the only one to introduce restriction. We don't find that unequivocally and clearly in neither the Hebrew scripture or the New Testament. Furthermore, some people might wonder again why Islam did not outlaw it totally, even though monogamy, if you read the Quran and see the norm, really, it assumed actually that monogamy is the norm. But that's flexibility that's needed with the variation of time, place, and circumstances. Take some recent examples. In Srebrenica, when under the nose of United Nations, nearly, I was told by Bosnians, it's not 8 or 9 or 7,000, 10,000 Bosnian Muslims, men and teenagers or boys, have been slaughtered. That creates a great deal of imbalance for a certain period of time. In Afghanistan, it is even worse. During the Soviet invasion, nearly 1 million plus died. Then you get large number of widows, large number of orphans, young girls who are looking for marriage. In an abnormal situation like that, with the agreement of parties involved, of course, everybody has a recourse to that. There's no force in this. To look after those widows and their orphans, not just to give a handout, is a much more humane and moral type of solution. In fact, it's much more moral as a form of marriage than what we hear about today, same-sex marriage. It's much more than that. It's much more moral from a Muslim perspective than claiming false monogamy officially and having 12 sweethearts in illicit relationship, no protection for them, no recognition of the legality of their children. But let's focus on the Prophet now. I just wanted to give that as a basic background. That one of the most subtle attacks on the Prophet, when the people speak tongue-in-cheek about, you know, at one point he had 11 wives altogether. Of course, there is some kind of hidden message there. Either there is something wrong with his morality or possibly obsession with women. But mind you, the interesting thing is that not even the worst critic of the Prophet could point out to a single instance of sexual indiscretion. Whereas some of the people who raise these objections read in the Bible, which, by the way, Muslims don't accept this part, that some prophets committed incest, some prophets committed adultery. Read the story of David and others. From a Muslim perspective, the Quran negated that anyway. But from their perspective, that's the case. They can't find a fault, a single fault, with the Prophet ﷺ, Prophet Muhammad, so they start talking about many wives at the same time. Furthermore, it defies logic to describe him as a polygamous prophet. If we know historically that out of 37 years of marital life, not all his life, he died at the age of 63. He married at the age of 25. So his marital, just if you restrict it to marital life, 37 years. 25 years, it was at 25 years, at least, actually, some add a couple of more years. 25 years at least, he was monogamous. That is more than two-thirds of his marital life. So all of this period of monogamy is forgotten, and people are focusing only on what scholars actually believe to have been in the last 7 years of his life, from mid-50s, about 56 to 63, when he had so many wives. But all of the monogamous period seem to have been forgotten. Furthermore, it is not any part of his life, not any 7 years. If somebody was obsessed or were obsessed with women, the time for that, and again, my apology to the brothers here, the time of that is not in the mid-50s and early 60s. things slow down quite a bit once you reach that. If you're really obsessed, that's not the time for it. But if we look carefully about the nature of his marriages, you would be amazed about the humane aspect of it. Not only was the Prophet known for his chastity, even before he got married, in a society that were very promiscuous, to the point that he narrates the story himself. He said, twice I was invited to attend a wedding, not to commit any adultery or fornication like young people in his age, just wedding. And he says, in both instances, God caused me to sleep. I hear some music in my ear. I fell asleep to wake up next morning with the sun shining in my eye, as if Allah wanted to keep him away even from an atmosphere of drinking and evil, the party type of atmosphere. And if indeed, logically, there was a single error or slip on the part of the Prophet, and he had so many enemies in Mecca who wanted to discredit him by any means, would I have been kept silent? The whole world would have heard about it. And nobody could ever raise an issue about his chastity. But then, if you look at the marriages of the Prophet, and again, I'll give you a reference for more details. On the internet, there is, as Brother Shamshad indicated, there is 352 half-hour TV programs, a series called Islam in Focus or Islamic Teaching. You can access it through islamicity.com. You just go to multimedia and radio, and then under radio, there is channel, a whole channel devoted to that. It's RA200. And look under Prophet, Last Messenger of God. There are detailed information about each and every of those marriages. I understand the tapes also might be obtainable through the IPCI on cassette format. And people also who are running the Islam Online, one word, Islam Online, promise to put it for free also, unlike the Islamic City, which might require some subscription. In any case, there are details, but let me sum it up for you that the marriages can be classified into four. Why multiple marriages? One, the Prophet married and gave in marriage also his daughters to people who were the closest supporter of him, who happened to be the senior companions, who happened also to be the first four caliphs after him. For example, he married the daughter of Abu Bakr, Aisha, the daughter of Umar, Hafsa. He gave his daughter in marriage to Uthman, and when she died, her sister also was married to Uthman. And he gave his youngest daughter, Fatima, to Ali. So that intermingling or intermarriage with those who were supporter of him, bonding with them, was a very, very crucial in that difficult stage in the Muslim life. Secondly, a category of marriages was intended to give example to other Muslims, like I was talking about Afghanistan or Srebrenica, to care for those who lost their husbands, to care for them and for their orphan children. I'll give you just one example. Umm Salama was a very dignified woman. She was maybe close to the age of the Prophet. Her husband died as a result of injuries sustained in one of the defensive battles of Muslims. The woman was left with four orphan children to look after. So one of the companions of the Prophet, the most senior, Abu Bakr, goes to her to offer marriage to her. The woman was so dignified. Maybe she figured out who would like to marry a woman in menopause, in her mid-50s probably, with four orphan children. She knew that this is a sympathy offer. She said no. Then another companion, Umar, goes to offer marriage to her. She said no. When the Prophet heard that the two most senior companions were turned down, he felt sympathy to her and her children. So he goes to her, to Umm Salama, and offer marriage to her. And she said, no, Messenger of God. And he asked her, why not? She said, three reasons. One, I am an old woman. In other words, why you're marrying? I'm an old woman. Two, I have four orphan children to look after. Three, I am a jealous woman. She cannot be blamed. No woman would like anyone to share her husband, no matter how circumstances. I mean, it's human nature. So the Prophet, in his decency and kindness, tells her, as far as age, I'm older than you. He might have been marginally older than her, but look at his gentleness. You tell any woman, I'm older than you, mashallah, she's soothed in her agony. Secondly, as far as the orphan children, don't worry, they would be like my own. I'd be responsible for their sustenance. And as far as your jealousy, I pray to Allah to remove it from your heart.